Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate this feast of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, which is the popular title. The Miraculous Medal is a popular name given to the medal whose proper title is the Medal of the Immaculate Conception, which was given by Our Lady to us through St. Catherine Labouré, who at the time was just a novice in religious life, so not even professed yet. And Our Lady appeared to her in a remarkable apparition, which if you're not familiar with it, you can see on YouTube on our Franciscan Friars channel. There's a little video, very well made dramatization of that apparition. And Our Lady instructed the novice, first of all, showed her what the medal was to look like, and then instructed her to go to the bishop and seek permission to have this medal struck and then distributed. And that was in 1830 in Paris. And since then, the medal with Our Lady's image and the prayer, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee, has become one of the most popular sacramentals in the world, throughout the Catholic world. And many who are not Catholic also carry this medal, having received it from someone who offers it with the hope that through the graces that come through the sacramental, through the faith of the person who receives it and with goodwill, miracles may occur in the life of that person, and many have. That's why how the title became the Miraculous Medal is for its reputation of so many miracles. So the medal is important in and of itself because, well, for various reasons, but I think the most striking is that Our Lady herself presented it to the world and wants us to wear it. The Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate and the sisters and the Third Order members and the MIM members, everyone associated with our institute, wears the medal. And so it's for us, besides being a powerful sacramental, it's almost an insignia that shows our belonging to her. The reason we call ourselves the Franciscans of the Immaculate is because it's meant in the sense of possessive of the Immaculate. We belong to her. We're her consecrated souls. And the medal is itself a sign of that consecration. So it is important. It's distinguished from analogous practices that aren't based in the faith. We know that it's a common practice from ancient times for people to wear talismans, these little objects that purportedly have special powers. That's superstition. That's not the belief or the concept with the Catholic sacramental. It's not that the object has any special powers, although it is blessed, but its efficacy in our life comes from our faith and our devotion to the one represented on that medal, in this case, the Queen of Heaven and our Mother, the Mother of the Church, Mary, Mother of our Lord, who is she herself so united to Christ as to be inseparable, and that's also represented on the medal. On the reverse of the medal, there are the two hearts, a heart pierced by a sword and the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus. And so when we wear this medal of the Immaculate Conception, we're really professing our confidence and faith in the power of Our Lady's intercession to obtain for us graces that come from our Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior. There's also another way of explaining or another value to the metal, which is more familiar and natural, just as we carry an image of a loved one on a photograph in our wallet that we can pull out and look at during the day and be reminded of our love and our special relationship with that person. Carrying the metal is a means of being conscious of our union with Mary. As I said, the metal itself has a reputation for miracles, and miracles of every sort have taken place through the reception of this metal and wearing it. Physical miracles of cures of diseases that were declared incurable, and more importantly, spiritual miracles of conversion. And the very famous story of Alphonse Ratisbonne comes to mind. That's the most famous, and in fact, there's a altar dedicated to that apparition, which took place in Italy. And Alphonse Ratisbonne was a vowed atheist and took a challenge from a Catholic friend who had the inspiration to challenge him to wear this medal and pray a novena. And before he could finish the novena, Our Lady appeared to him, and he was converted instantly and given the grace of infused knowledge of the Catholic faith and became a priest. So the miracles are documented. There are many, and we wear this medal to this day as a sign of our devotion to Mary, who brings us closer to Jesus, our Savior. Let us remember to frequently observe and cherish this medal that we have and pray the prayer that Our Lady had inscribed upon it. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Praise be Jesus and Mary.